My name is Irini Skinas. I'm 15 years old. Today is December 2nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with William Parks, who is my grandfather. We are recording in Portland, Oregon. What is your best memory of your childhood?
You know, I grew up on a real little town in central Kansas, and my best memory is not really one specific event. What it is me being able to having a sense of freedom and exploration, to be able to go any place I wanted on my own, explore with my dog and on a creek half a mile out of town, and not having to worry about where I'm at or worry about who's going to see me. It was a good experience, and it was kind of my favorite memory.
Who has been the most important person in your life?
Oh, that's easy to know. That's my wife, Kathy. We've been married 50 years, and I loved every moment of it. We've had ups, we've had downs, but she's been the pillar of my life, and definitely the most important person I've ever known.
When did you first fall in love?
You know, I liked, it wasn't love at first sight, but it was love at first date. We were met on a blind date, and we spent several hours together, and I just remember us being able to talking absolutely freely, connecting. It was wonderful, and it stayed wonderful as we continued to court until we got married within about a year of meeting.
When did you get married?
1969. It was October 12th, 1969.
What was your wedding like?
It was a very... Have you seen my big that Greek wedding?
Yeah.
It was a little bit like that. My family was definitely not Greek, but my wife was Greek. We had a Greek wedding. Everybody had fun, totally... It was lively, loud, boisterous, and fun, and had a good time at the wedding.
Okay. What advice do you wish you could give to your younger self now?
I think that the advice I would give is, professionally, I should have charged a little bit more for my fees, because I did a lot of work and represented a lot of people and probably didn't charge enough. And
what about in your personal life?
In my personal life, what do I wish I'd done? Boy, I wish maybe I talked a little bit more about feelings and stuff, because sometimes going from a good Middle Western American background, I never explored a lot of the feelings. Things could be hidden, and you could get things then could be more of a problem than they should have been.
Okay, so what have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you the proudest? Let's start with professionally.
Well, personally, I got great grandkids. Professionally, you know, I like to think I was a public defender for years and years. And when I did, I was involved in some of the development of the best practices for representing indigent people. I was part of a pilot program in Chicago that really explored how do you represent somebody, and how can you get social workers involved, and how can you get alternatives to sending somebody to jail. Working on that was successful in many ways, and I enjoyed doing it.
So first of all, just how did you choose to go into law to begin with, and how did you become a lawyer? How did you get there? What did you do before? Okay.
Well, I was always interested in politics, and the law seemed to me kind of an interesting way to learn about the politics, even though I never ran for office. But you know, I've done a lot of things. I was in the Army. After law school, actually, I went to law school. Then went into the Army because I'd been in ROTC before in law school, and I saw a lot of things there that were uplifting, and other things that weren't so great.
Okay. And what specifically just makes you the proudest in general?
You know, and it's kind of related to why I became a lawyer. And that's because when I was in law school was when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And I was working at Legal Aid as a law student. And I ended up at the county jail after hundreds of young black, primarily men, had been arrested. And working to get them out and seeing the trauma that they were going through and the pain of the assassination and how they reacted to that, both good and bad, made it really seem important to me that people can really need help. And I thought I could have the skills to do it. So that's why I became a public defender.
Okay. So just your final question, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as somebody tried the best that I can, and that I was able to make a difference in a lot of people's life. I made a difference as a public defender. I made a difference in other people's life when I was going out in my own practice as an attorney. I also like to think that I was an influence upon my family. And help my wife, help my daughter, help my grandkids do well, and look forward to doing even better in their life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.